When I first joined this class, I knew I wanted to learn more about God, faith, Tricon, and how it all relates to me. One of the classes I remember most vividly was at the beginning of the year, and we split up into groups with our mentors to talk about different parts of Christianity. We talked about Jesus, the stories in the Bible, the resurrection, and many other things. It was while I was talking with my mentor and a few other classmates when I realized I didn't have a lot of answers. I had a lot more questions. I didn't really know if the Bible stories were all true, what faith meant to me, or how the afterlife worked. I even realized I didn't have a clue what the Holy Spirit was. For me, the confirmation experience has been all about questions and answers. First, I learned about the Bible. Ever since I read the stories of Noah's Ark, Jesus feeding thousands of people with two pieces of bread and two fish, or Peter walking on water, I questioned how these could be possible. Some of them defy the laws of physics and contradict simple things we have learned in science class. All of these stories seem fantastic and would never happen in our world today. However, that is not to say they should not be in the Bible. There are many stories in the Bible that I don't believe actually happened, but I still think they have an important meaning in the religion and in my life. These stories teach lessons. They show extreme cases of people living a long time ago that trusted God, had faith in Him, and benefited from it. They teach lessons that can be applied to my day-to-day life and serve as a guide for me. Another important lesson I learned in this class was about faith and how it defines a religion. Many of the core parts of Christianity can't be proven, but that does not mean they are not true. In the beginning of the confirmation class, I found myself always looking for a concrete answer, a proof that what I was learning about was definitely true. Then, I realized that faith is what defines a religion. The difference between all the different religions all around the world is how they assess what they don't know for sure. Doubt is another very important part of faith. Faith comes from doubt, and doubt starts with faith. Most importantly, it is okay to have doubts, because they are what strengthen your faith. Finally, I want to talk about forgiveness and the afterlife. We talked a lot about forgiveness and innocent suffering in the last few classes, and made me think about my own opinion. I think that people should always be given the opportunity to be forgiven, if they are willing to commit to it. Even if someone commits a horrible crime, if they are sincerely dedicated to fixing their mistake, they deserve a chance. However, learning about these topics also brought up new questions for me. How can you know if someone sincerely wants to be forgiven? Why is there innocent suffering if God is good? These are some of the questions I have not yet found the answers to. I also explored my beliefs about the afterlife. I think that an afterlife must exist because the world has been going on for centuries before me and will go on for centuries more after I die. I have a firm belief that there is an afterlife and that heaven exists, but again, I still have many questions. Is there really a heaven and a hell? What in your life determines where you go after you die? Many of my questions have been answered this year, and although I still have many more, I want to be confirmed into the Christian faith. I have a solid belief that the Bible stories, Jesus, and God have an important place and meaning in my life. It is hard to believe everything that is written in the Bible, but there is enough proof that something happened, and faith takes care of the rest. I still have many questions about Christianity and my faith, and for that reason, I also want to join the Tricon Church. I think Tricon is a great place for me to continue exploring my faith, and it is where I want to continue on this journey.